Gmail Podcast, Episode 11, Send Mail As. Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. A couple of weeks ago, two listeners asked the same thing. They asked if it was possible to forward email from another account, read it on Gmail, and send any responses as if they were from the original addresses. Until this past week, I was cool with everything up until that last part. It seems that replies would always be sent from the Gmail account and not from the original one. Well, now that's been changed. If all of this sounds a little confusing, let me give you an example. As you may know, I have several podcasts. I have several email accounts for those podcasts, accounts for other projects I'm involved with, and even personal email accounts, all on various other systems, domains, and hosting providers. What I will help you do is gather all of that email into one Gmail account, sort it, and reply as if it were coming from the different disparate systems. The first thing to do is allow Gmail to receive email from your other email accounts. Start by going to Settings and click on the Accounts tab. You should see an option called Send Mail As. Click the link that says Add Another Email Address. In the pop-up window, enter the email address of the other account you will be forwarding to Gmail. In my example, I'll say chuck@chuckchat.com. Gmail will send a verification email to that account with a link. When you click on the link, the address will be added. Repeat this process of adding addresses for as many email accounts as you will be forwarding. For step two, we want to go back to the Accounts tab on the Settings. You will notice that the radio button is now activated. Click on the option that reads, Reply from the same address the message was sent to. This is what makes it appear as if my replies came from chuck@chuckchat.com or any of the other email addresses, rather than from the Gmail account. Now Gmail is all set up to receive email from your other mail accounts. The final step is to set up your other accounts to forward email to your Gmail account. This is typically done by the person managing your accounts. You may need your mail administrator to assist you or call your ISP for assistance. Each setup is different, but the general idea is to forward to your Gmail account. That's it. Now when you respond to an email in Gmail, sounds funny, it will appear to the originator that it came from the other site. Like many of the other features, this may only be available in the US English. I haven't tested it in other languages, but I appreciate the feedback. That's all the time we have for this week. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link or go to frappr.com/Gmail to let me know where you're from. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I've still got plenty of invites left. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website at chuckchat.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.